Today's daf is Menachis Daf Nun Aleph, and we are 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Amid Beis Itmar Chavitei Kohen Gadol. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Baruch Yitzchak ben Shifra Miral, Rachel Bas Henya, Moshe David ben Gittel Rach, and Chaya Esther Bas Rachel Libo. So we're moving along in Perek Atcheles, dealing with the Kachim half of Perek Atcheles. Specifically, we're learning halachis related to the Minchas Chavit. So one of the subcategories of the Karban Mincha was the Minchas Chavitin, which was brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash by the Kohen Gadol. The Minchas Chavitin was unique in that it was one Mincha, but it was brought in two parts, Machtzisa Baboiker and Machtzisa Ba'erev. So half of the Minchas Chavitin was brought in the morning, the other half was brought in the evening. Today's daf is going to continue to discuss different halachas related to the Minchas Chavitin. Zok the post, Gemara, Itmar, Chavite Kohen Gadol, Ketzad Oisin. How exactly was the Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol prepared? Now, why is this a question? Every mincha, you have to know how it was prepared, but you don't have a limud in Shas that talks about each one of the minchas and exactly how they were prepared. It's because if you take a look at the pasuk describes the Minchas Chavitin as a minchas machvas, which means that it was fried in the machvas pan. Additionally, the Torah refers to the Minchas Chavitin as tufine, which means that it was baked. In other words, the Minchas Chavitin, on the one hand, was fried. On the other hand, it was baked. Hence, the question is, which happened first? Was it fried first and then it was baked? Or was it baked first and then it was fried? It says the Gemara was a machlokes. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said the name Rabbi Yochanan. Oifa v'achar kach mitakna. First, they would bake it, and then afterwards they would do this tigun in the machvas. Rabasi, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rabasi said in the name of Rabbi Chanina, mitagna v'achakach oifa, that it was done just the opposite. First they would do the tigun, and afterwards they would bake it. So it's a machlokes which one came first. According to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, in the name of his great Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, oifa v'achakach mitagna. According to Ravasi, quoting Rabbi Chanina, "Nitagna va'achakach oif." Says the Gemara, "Rabbi Chiya bar Abba." Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said, "Kavasi didi mistabra." I think it's mistabra like me, and the reason is because the pasuk says "tufine." It says that the Minchas Chavitin had to be baked, but it uses the rather unusual word of "tufine." It doesn't just say afia. It adds the nun yud at the end, and you know what that's coming to say? Teofena na. What it's saying is that at the time that it's baked, it should be not. It should be nice. It should look shein. Now, in the event that you're going to go and you're going to be metagin it first and afterwards you're going to bake it, the tigun is going to make the mincha look a little dirty. It's going to make it look messy so that when you bake it, it's not going to be something nice that you're baking. Must be, oifa v'achakach metagno, said Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. I think the word tufine is mashma like me. Ravasi, Yom Ravasi said, you know what? I think the same word tufine, the same exact diak that you're making, is actually a raya to me. Kavasi didi mistabra, because I think tufine means teofena na. It means that at the time that you bake it, it should have been a little cooked already. If you're going to bake it first and then be metagonets, at the time you bake it, it's completely raw. If, however, it's metagna v'achakach oifo, so at the time of teofa, it was already na, it was already partially cooked. Thus, I think it's a raya to me, this lashon of tufine, that it's mitagna v'achakach oifa. So we have a machlokes, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Chanina, whether oifa v'achakach mitagna v'achakach oifa. Again, everybody agrees mitagna because it's called a minchas machvas, al machvas b'ashem en teyasa, the pasuk says. Everyone agrees oifa because it says tufine minchas piten. The question is, which came first? Was it first oifa v'achakach mitagna, that's what Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said, or is it first mitagna v'achakach oifa, that's what Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Chanina said. And the Gemara said that both of these shittas seem to be rooted in a diuk in the pasuk, because when the pasuk describes the fact that he's supposed to bake it, it says tufine. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said tufine is miloshin teyofeno na, So the nay is miloshin not nice, which would imply you can't be metagin before you bake, because then it's not going to be nice. Whereas Rav Asi said it's not miloshin not as in nice, it's miloshin not as in half cooked. By the way, what's the makar to not being half cooked? The Torah says that you're not allowed to eat the carbon pesach, no, half cooked. So if it had to be half cooked at the time of the afia, must be first metagna v'achakach. It says the makar to not that. This machlokes amayiram, Rav Chiya, Rav Abba, Rav Yochanan, Rav Asi, Rav Chani is really machlokes tanam. Too fine, teofeno, no. What it means is, teofeno, no, miloshin, a little bit mevushal. Rabbi says, teofeno, no, that it means, no, at the time that you bake it, it should be nice. These are literally these two sheetas. Rabbi Yossi, however, in this price, it says a third shot. He says, teofeno, rabba, that when they used to bake the Michas Chavitin, they would bake it rabba, multiple times. They would bake it twice. What's the pshat? It says the Gemara, islay no, fe islay no. He holds of both pshatim. He holds that tefune means that it's supposed to be na, somewhat cooked, which means first you have to be metagin it, but it also means na, which means first you have to bake it. So which one is it? Oh, the Torah says you must bake it twice. So the first baking is going to be na, the second baking is going to be na. So he holds like both pshatim in two fine. Zokti gemar tanan, also we're learning to the mission over there. And there means later in Masechtes Menachos, Chavita Kohen Gadol, as it relates to the Minchas Chavita and the Kohen Gadol used to bring every day in the Beis HaMikdash, lishasan, the kneading, the arichasan, and the preparing, the afiyasan, and the baking, b'fnim, had to be done inside the azara, number one. Number two, v'deiches es ha-shabbos. Additionally, the avoida of the minchas chavitin was deiches shabbos. Says the Gemara, mino hanimili. How do we know? Now, we said a few things. We said, lishasan, arichasan, v'afiyasan, b'fnim, and we said it's deiches shabbos. But as will be mavur in the Gemara, the mino hanimili is referring to the fact that the Minchas Chavitin was Deiches Shabbos. How do you know that it's Deiches Shabbos? So again, preparing the Minchas Chavitin involves Lametes Malachis. You're being metagin it, you're being oifit, and the question is, how do you know it's Deiches Shabbos? Says the Gemara, Amar Avuna Rav Huna said, it says in the Torah, Tufine, this is the magic word, and we learn from there, Teofena Na, that after you bake the Minchas Chavitin, it has to look very nice. Now, V'i afile me esmoil. If you're going to tell me that you baked it the day before, meaning the Minchas Chavitin that was born on Shabbos was baked before Shabbos, because the Minchas Chavitin's avoid itself is not Deiches Shabbos. Well, if that's the case, then in Nashvila, it's going to come out that by the time you're bringing it, right, by the time you're being makrovid, it's already going to be a day old, which means it's going to be a little bit fashimbled. It's going to be a little bit spoiled. So from the fact that the Torah says teofeno no, which means that it has to be nice after it was baked. When does it have to be nice? At the time that you're being makrovid, must be the day after it's already nice, which wouldn't be possible if you're going to bake it day one and you're going to go ahead and be makrovid on the other day. In other words, must be that you're going to bake it on the same day that you makrev it, being that there was a hakrava of the Minchas Chavitin that was done on Shabbos, must be that it was baked on Shabbos as well. Maska for Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef asked the kasha, "Im dechavish lo b'yarka." I don't know if that's right. Lo demal, I'll tell you the afiyah of the Minchas Chavitin wasn't doicha Shabbos. Are you going to tell me if that's the case? How's it going to be tufine? How's it going to be teofen or no? The answer is you're going to preserve it. You'll kavish lo b'yarka. This is the proverbial refrigerate it, but you're going to figure out a way to preserve it, to keep it fresh for the following day. So just because teofeno no doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be Deiches Shabbos. Either way, this is the first makar. How you know that the afiyah of the Minchas Chavitin was Deiches Shabbos? It says tufine. Now what does tufine mean? Teofeno no, at the time of the asiyah, it has to be no. Which, by the way, this is the third pshat that we've had in tufine. The first pshat was that at the time that you're baking it, it should be no, meaning it has to be nice. At the time that you're baking it, it should have been partially cooked already. You should have been metagging it. That after the afiyah, at the time that you're being makrivit, it should be enough. But either way, this is the first part. Second shot. Rabbi Shmuel Tana, the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, they had a brisa, they had a different makar. It says, Al machvas bashemen teyase. Teyase means vafilu b'shabes, teyase vafilu b'tumah. The word teyase is extra, and it comes to teach me that afilu b'shabes, afilu b'tumah, the minchas chavitin is doicha Shabbos. Abayu amar amakra, the pasuk says, Soiles mincha tamid. The Torah calls it tamid, harei k'minchas tmidim. And it's coming to compare it to the carbon tamid. And the carbon tamid was brought on Shabbos. This is also brought on Shabbos. If you look carefully at the Lashon HaGemara, the Gemara's Lashon is, we compare it to the Minchas Tmidim. So what was the Minchas Tmidim? So the Minchas Tmidim was the carbon mincha that was brought together with the carbon tamid, which we know, of course, was the Minchas Nesachin. So together with the carbon tamid, there was a mincha that was brought. It was known as the Minchas Nesachin. Either way, it's Kiminchas Tmidim. It's treated like the Minchas Nesachin. Rav Amar, Rav said a fourth makar. Al Machavas Bashemen. And we learn from there, Malamid Shetu'una Kli. We learn from there that it requires a Keli. Al Machvas. Machvas was a Kli, right? So we know that Minchas Chavitim had to be put in a Kli. Now, if you're going to tell me that it was breaked already from the day before, if so, you know, it's going to come out, it's possible, you know. Meaning from Al Machvas, we learned that it had to be baked in a Kli Sharis. And once it's baked in a Kli Sharis, if it's left overnight, it's going to be Nifsal Belina, right? Once something is in Skadish Bekli, you can't leave it overnight. That's what we know as Psolino 101. So it's for that reason, from the fact that we know that it had to be baked inside a kli, Zoysei Meris, this is a raya that it must have been baked on the same day that it was brought, must be that it could not have been done the day before. So the bottom line is, we said that the Minchas Chavit, specifically the Afiyah, was Doiche Shabbos. How do we know it? So if you take the tally, we have four makaris. Rafuna said a sonta from the word tufine, teofenona, has to be nice. At the time they'd be makrivit, if it's a day old, it's not going to be so nice anymore. Rabbi Shmuel said a sonta from teyase, afilu b'shabes. Abaye said that we refer to it as a minchas tamid. It's like the minchas nesachim that was brought with the carbon tamid, which we know was doicha shabes. Rava said, al machvas, it was baked in a klishares. If you're going to bake it the day before, then it's going to be nifsabalina, in which case it's going to be a problem. So from the four pshatim, says the Gemara, Tanya kavase de Rava. We have a brisa that supports Rava. Now, this brisa that the Gemara is going to bring now supports Rava is going to digress and take us really all the way onto Amud Beis. So we'll see that this brisa is one of those brises. It's a long brisa, which has a little bit of an obvious question on it, which is going to force the Gemara to do a deep dive analysis of it, which is going to result in three different pshatim in the Amiram, how to understand this brisa. So this is a fun brisa. So really, we're bringing this brisa for Tanya Kavasi de Rava, which we're going to be able to prove from the very, very first line. So again, the first line is the Tanya Kavasi. We'll read the first line, speak out the Tanya Kavase, and then we're going to dive right into the rest of the Braisa, and really the rest of the Daf. So, the Gemara Tanya Kavase de Rava, a Braisa that supports Rava, Al Machavas Melamed Shetu'una Kli. Al Machvas Melamed Shetu'una Kli. That was what Rava said. Rava said, Al Machvas Melamed Shetu'una Kli, and he said, if it's Tuna Kli, that means you can't bake it today and be Machiv it tomorrow, because by definition, it's going to be Nifsibli. But either way, it's that very first line that's Tanya Kavase de Rava. Bashemen, this is the Hemshech of the Braisa. It says the word Bashemen, Al Machvas Bashemen Teyase, Lahisav Lashemen. From there we learn that you have to add additional shemen to whatever shemen you would have thought that there was going to be. So the Minchas Chavitim was a Minchas Machvas, right? We said that it was prepared in the Machvas, like a regular Minchas Machvas. Additionally, it was baked, tufini. But it was a regular Minchas Machvas. Every Minchas Machvas required shemen, right? A Minchas Machvas, like all menaches, or like almost all menaches, required shemen. So from the fact that the Torah says that Al Machvas Bashemen Teyase, Chazal understood that that mention of Bashemen is extra. And the reason it's extra is because it's Pashat that it requires Shemen. If every Minchas Machvas requires Shemen, and this is a Minchas Machvas, so why would you think this is any different? Why would you think this would not require Shemen? So the Braisa says that for sure, the word Bashemen is extra, and it must be, it's coming to teach me then in addition to the obvious amount of shemen that you need because of the fact that it's a minchas machvas, but really it needs even more shemen than that. There's a ribuy of shemen that the Torah is telling me you need by telling me bashemen. Because again, to teach me that you need shemen, I know without the word bashemen. Must be bashemen's coming to teach me that not only shemen, but even more shemen than you would have thought. Lahis of la shemen, says the Brice of any idea of kama, but just from the fact that the Torah says, L'hoisav l'shemen, I don't know how much shemen you need in addition to the regular shemen that a minchas machvas needs, says the Brais Harini Danso. Chura, in logic, I would think the following. Nemar kan shemen, it says over here the word shemen. Nemar lahalab minchas nesachim, shemen. It says regarding the minchas nesachim, that's the minchas that was brought with the carbon tamid, the word shemen. Mat lalon shloishas lugin li'isarayin. Just like over there, for the Isaron of Soilus, there was three Lugan of Shemen. Afkan, so to hear Shleishas Lugan Lisaron, I would think that the sheer, the amount of Shemen that you need, is three Lugan. Meaning, Bashemen's coming to teach me an extra amount of Shemen. How much extra? I don't really know. From the fact that it says the word Bashemen here, and it says the word Shemen by the Michas Nasachin, so it makes sense. It should be like the Michas Nasachin. The Michas Nasachin required three Lugan. So I'm going to assume that here too, the amount I'm going to need is three lugin. Now, a regular minchas machvas required only one lug. So what emerges then is if you're learning from the minchas nesachim that it's three lugin, so that's your limud that I know from the word bashemen, shtelling tzu, shemen, shemen, to the minchas nesachim, that in contrast to a regular minchas machvas that requires only one lug of shemen, over here I'm going to need three lugin of shemen. But the price says, oy klach l'derech su mecha tesi, learn shemen shemen from the minchas nesachin, maybe take a different route. Maybe learn shemen shemen from the minchas nedavah. Never can shemen, it says the word shemen over here, but never minchas nedavah shemen. It says over there, v'yotzak alo ha-shemen, ma lahalon lug echad, just like if there it's only a lug, afkan lug echad. So how do I know to learn shemen shemen to be marba? Three lugin, maybe I should learn that just like by the Minchas Nedava, all it is one lug. So maybe here too, also all it's going to be is one lug. Says the Bryson Nira Lamidaima. So being that I have a little bit of a face off, because on the one hand, I could learn Shemen Shemen from the Minchas Nesachin. On the other hand, I could learn Shemen Shemen from the Minchas Nedava. So what I'm forced to do is, I'm forced to ask myself logically and in Svara, is this Minchas Chavita more similar to the Minchas Nesachin, hence I'll learn from the Minchas Nesachin, or is it more similar to the Minchas Adava, and therefore I should learn from the Minchas Adava? Says the Braisa, Donin, do we say that we're going to learn Tav Beis Shin Tes, Tavshat, mi Tav Beis Shin Tes? So what is Tavshat? So it's an acronym, it's Rosh HaTevis. Tadir, number one, the Minchas Chavitin is Tadir. Number two, the Beis, it's Bachayfa, it's something that Kohen Gadol was obligated to bring every day. The shin is from Shabbos, it's Doicha Shabbos, and the test is Tumah, it's Doicha Tumah. So the Minchas Chavitin was Tadr, it was every day, it was a Chayva, it was Doicha Shabbos, and it was Doicha Tumah. That's like the Minchas Nesachim, which was brought with the Karban Tumah, which means it was brought every day. It was a Chayva, because the Karban Tumah was a Chayva, and the Karban Tumah was Doicha Shabbos, and it was Doicha Tumah. But they ain't done in Tavshat. I'm not going on the Minchas Chavitin that has these four qualities, Mishain in Tavshat, from the Minchas Nedava, which is not Tadr, right? It wasn't brought every day. It's not a chayv, it's a nedava by definition. And it's not Teicha Shabbos, and it's not Teicha Tumah. Maybe you should go in another direction. Don in Yogel, mi Yogel. So the right gear says without the Yud. Yogel, mi Yogel. So what does Yogel stand for? The Minchas Chavitin is a carbon yachid, Kohen Gadol's carbon. It's Gimel, it's Biglal Atzma. It doesn't come together with a carbon. It's a standalone Mincha. And the Lamed is Levoina. It comes together with Levoina, which is also the case for the Minchas Nedava. Minchas Nedava is a carbon yachid. It comes on its own. It's just a mincha. It doesn't come together with a zevach. Additionally, it had levoina. But the ein donim yagel, you can't learn the Minchas Chavita, which has yagel, misha ein a yagel, from the Minchas Nesachim, which is not a carbon yachid. It's a carbon tzibur. It's part of the carbon tamid. It's not klalatzma. It came together with the tamid. Additionally, it did not have any levoina. So in Svara, I could hear that Bashemen is telling me that it should have the din shemen of the Minchas Nesachim, but I could also hear that it's coming to tell me that it has the din Nesach, din shemen of the Minchas Nedava. And even if you're going to try to compare, I can very easily compare the Minchas Chavitim to the Minchas Nesachim because they have Tav Beis Shin Tes in common. I can also very equally compare it to the Minchas Nedava because they have Yud, Gimel, and Lamed in common. It's for that reason I'm a little bit stuck, says the Braisa. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Shmuel chimed in, and he said, it says regarding the Minchas Chavitim Soilus Mincha Tamid, and we learn from there that it's like the Minchas Tamid. It says the word Tamid, so Tamid is Tamid. Minchas Tamidim Shleishas Lugan Lisarim, just like the Minchas Tamidim had three Lugan to the Isarim, Avzu Shleishas Lugan Lisarim, so to this Mincha is going to have three Lugan to the Isarin as well. Said, I can hear you could learn it this way, learn it that way. But you know what? I don't think you have two choices, because at the end of the day, the Torah calls it Tamid, and if the Torah calls it Tamid, I know exactly what the limit is. Reb Shimon says another mahalach. Riba kan shemen. The Torah was mar b'shemen by the minchas chavitin. By telling me the word b'shemen. Riba minchas kvasim shemen. And the Torah was marba by the minchas kvasim. The minchas kvasim is the minchas nesachim. Also shemen, because a regular mincha requires only one log, and over here the Torah said three logins. Okay, so if that's the case, Reb Shimon says that b'shemen is a riboy. It's coming to be marba. So it's mashma that I'm supposed to learn it from another parsha that has a riboy. The normal mount is a log, but what is a parsha that has a riboy? A parsha that has a riboy is the minchas Nesachim, hence I'm going to learn it from the Michas Nesachim, and the Michas Nesachim is Shleishas Lugin, Hitler it's going to be Shleishas Lugin. Reb Shimon said, the truth is, there's another parsha where you find the Torah was Marba. Riba Khan, the Torah was Marba, over here by the Minchas Chavitin Shemen, by saying the word Basham of Riba, by Minchas Parim Ve'elam Shemen, and by the Minchas Nesachim that came together with Parim and Elam. So if somebody brought a carbon oil, and the carbon oil involved Parim and Elam, so there too there was more Shemen that was brought. Ma'alahalan, just like over there was Shnei Lugin Li Sarain, since the event it was a par or an So instead of a loik per isarin, there were actually two lugin per isarin. We'll see, it was more than one isarin for the par and the aisle. But the point for now is it was two lugin per isarin. Afkan shnei lugin li isarin, so maybe over here it's also going to be a shnugin li isarin. I think that the Milchus Chavitin had one isarin, so it's not going to be shloishes lugin, it's going to be two lugin. Now, as Reb Shimon said, we're not learning it from Minchas Nadava. We're learning it from a place where you find a riboy of shemen. But even within the world of riboy of shemen, I have two drachim that I can go. I can learn it from the regular Minchas Asachim, that's a keves, which is Shloishin Slogan, or I can learn it from the Minchas Asachim where it's a par of a aisle, where it's Shnei Logan. Said Rav Shimon Nir Lami Daima, who's a more similar to? Donin, Mincha Haba Isarin, Mincha Haba Bi Isarin. We're going to learn the Minchas Chavita for the Minchas Temidim, which each had one Isarin, Vein Donin, Minchas Haba Isarin, Mincha Haba Shnei B'Shloishin Israel. As opposed to, we're not going to learn the Minchas Chavitin from the par and the aisle, because they involve two Esroinois and three Esroinois. The aisle had two, the par had three, and being that they had more Esroinois, it's a little bit different than the Minchas Chavitin. It's for that reason I'm not going to learn it from there. Ad kan de Braisa. So this is a Braisa. There's a lot going on, and the Gemara now is going to delve in. But again, let's just high level chaza what's going on in this Braisa. The Braisa started off with a diak. The Minchas Chavitin is referred to as a Minchas Machvas, right? The Torah says that you were supposed to prepare it al Machvas. And then the Torah says, Bashemen. Now, every Minchas Machvas involved Shemen. So the question is, why does the Torah have to tell me Bashemen? Says the Braisa, L'hoisof lo Shemen. It's coming to be Moisef Shemen. It's coming to tell me that in addition to the regular amount of Shemen that you would need because of the fact that it's a Minchas Machvas, there's an additional amount of Shemen. And then the Braisa went on to describe how much additional shemen. So again, the easy part of the Braisa is that Bashemen tells me more shemen than a Minchas Machvas. The hard part of the Braisa is when it starts cheshbening, how much shemen do you actually need? Now, if you break down the Braisa, it sounds like the Braisa is then divided into three parts. The first part, which is mentioned anonymously, I guess you would say it's the Tanakama, Rabbi Shmuel Benoy Shel Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broika, and then Reb Shimon. The initial part of the Braisa set it up a little bit, right? It said that if I'm going to learn from Bashemen, more Shemen, and I don't really know how to go about it, so Nir Lami Daima. On the one hand, I think I can learn it from the Minchas Nesachim, which had three Lugin for the Isarim, which would mean then that the Minchas Chavitin would involve three Lugin, or maybe I can learn from the Minchas Adava that only one Lug per Isarim, in which case all it's going to have is one Lug. And the way the initial part of the Braisa left off was, I'm stuck. I don't really know. Enters Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. He said, it says, Soilus Mincha Tamid. Oh, it's like the Tamid. And the Tamid, that's the Minchas Asachim, had three Lugin. So this is going to have three Lugin as well. Reb Shimon came and he revisited the two ways you can go about it. He said that, I think if you're going to compare it to something, you can compare it either to the Minchas Nesachim that was bought Kfasim or the Minchas Nesachim that was bought Parim Ve'elam. Both of those Minchas Nesachim have more than your regular loik, but the Minchas Nesachim that's bought Kfasim has three Lugin per Isarain of Silas, and the one that's brought Parim Ve'elam has two Lugin per Isarin of Saila. So to me, the two choices would not be the Minchas Nesach and Minchas Adavan. I don't hit the Tzad Minchas Adavan. It would be for sure Minchas Nesach. But is it Minchas Nesach from the Kvasin? Or is it Minchas Nesach from the Parim and the Eid? And then Rav Shimon, it was actually Machriya. He said, to me, it makes more sense to learn it from the Kvasin. And the reason is because the Kvasin involved one Isarin, just like the Minchas Chavitin, in contrast to the Parim and the Eilim, which involved three and two Isroinos respectively. Either way, Sakti Gemara, Hagufa Kasha. I don't understand exactly how to read this Braisa. The Braisa began, Amrit Bashem Elohisav Lashemin, right? This was like the given part of the Braisa, that Bashemin is Elohisav Lashemin. And then immediately after, before we mention Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishah, Rabbi Yechim ben Braika, before we mention Rabbi Shimon, the first part of the Braisa went and said, Nema kan Shemin, v'nema b'minchas nedava Shemin, it says Shemin by the Minchas Asachim, and it says Shemin by the Minchas nedava. And therefore, I'm not sure, should I learn it from here, should I learn it from there? And, you know, the initial part of the braisa was stuck until we had Reb Shmuel ben Oishah, Echam Breik, and Reb Shimon, and they both came up with their respective hachras. But the Gemara is asking as a kasha that if you started off that Bashemin is coming to be Moisef, so how could there be two tzadim to learn it from the Minchas Nesachim or to learn it from the Minchas Nedavim? Now, the words of the Gemara themselves are very cryptic. It's not so clear what the Gemara's kasha is, right? What's the Gemara's kasha? But if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says the Gemara's kasha was as follows, that if the word Bashemin is coming to be Moisef Shemin, in addition to the regular Minchas Machvas. Well, if that's the case, reading Rashi inside, Vehechi Matzi Lamifrich Vashemin Din Nedava Lav Lahoisefo. So, how could the Gemara ask that maybe learn it from the Shemin of Nedava? The Shemin of Nedava is not coming to be Moisef. Ela Lekvaya La Shemin. Vahai Beshemin Lahoisefu, the Lekvaya Loitzarak and the Mefarash Lekaman. If Bashemin is coming to be Moisef, then by definition you would think that we have to learn it from a parsha that has a Toisefes of Shemin. The Minchas Adav is not a Toisefes of Shemin. Minchas Adav has your regular shear of a like of Shemin. That's what every mincha has. It's Tavke, the Minchas Nesachim, that has three loigun of Shemin, that's a Toisefes. So if Hashemin is coming to be Moisef, and that we know as a given, for sure we're coming to be Moisef, so then for sure you have to learn it from a parasha that's being Moisef. Right, just to bring it out a little bit better. When Reb Shimon had two tzadim, I can learn it from here, I can learn it from there. It was learning it from parashias of Menachis that bring more than a loig of Shemin. Either from the Kvasim, that's three loigin, or from the Par and the Ayah, which is two loigin. But the way the Braisa started was that maybe learn it from the Minchas Nedava. Minchas Nedava is a regular din Shemin, it's only one loig. If Bashemin is telling me by definition that there has to be a riboy, then there's no sign in the world that I should be able to learn it from the Minchas Nedava. And it's because of this kasha that how could the Braisa start off that Bashemin is coming to be Moisef and then tell me maybe learn it from the Minchas Adava, which doesn't have any Toisefes of Shemin. If I know there has to be Toisefes, then I have to learn from a parasha that has a Toisefes, that the three Mahalchim and how to understand the Braisa are going to emerge. So here's the first Mahalch. Amar Abaya Maya said, Man Tana Bashemin. Who's the one that said Bashemin is coming to be Moisef? Lahoisef? Reb Shimon. It's Reb Shimon, who's mentioned last in the Braisa. Ubedina Man Kamahadir, and who's the one that threw out and maybe learned from the Minchas Nedava? Rabbi Yishmael, it's really Rabbi Yishmael. In other words, Abaye said you have to do an epic edit to the Braisa. This is where you read the Braisa. The Braisa starts off, Bashemen, Lahoisef Lashemen. And you know who's talking? Rabbi Shimon's talking. And Rabbi Shimon is now continuing. He says, V'ini Yodeya Kam, I don't know how much. Nemrakan Shemin. It says Shemin over here by the Minchas Chavitim. And Nemrakan Minchas Nesachim Shemin. And it says the word Shemin by the Minchas Nesachim. Ma'lahalan Shleisha Sugan Lisarin. Afkan Shleisha Sugan Lisarin. Right? I know it has to be more. Now, Reb Shimon was about to continue. Listen to this pshat. He was about to continue. And how was he going to continue? The way he continued at the very end of the Braisa. How did he continue the end of the Braisa? Maybe learn the Riboy, not from the Minchas Nesachim of Kvasim, but maybe learn it from the Minchas Nesachim of Parim Ve'el. So maybe it's not going to be Shloishes Lugim for the Yisarin, maybe it's only going to be Shnei Lugim for the Yisarin. But before Reb Shimon had a chance to continue, you know what happened? All of a sudden, Rabbi Yishmael, B'noish of Yechim and Breike, interrupted Reb Shimon. And he's the next words. Oy klach l'derech zu. He tells Reb Shimon, mecha teisi. I'm not so sure you're right that the word Bashemin is coming to be Moisef. Maybe it's not coming to be Moisef. Maybe Bashemin is just coming to teach me Shemin. And if that's the case, I could argue, Nemar kan Shemin, v'nebe b'minchas nedava Shemin. And ma lahalon lo yechad, av kan lo yechad. So it's Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishel Abraham Breik who just interrupted Rabbi Shimon who threw out the other tzad. Rabbi Shimon who started off by Shemes Loisav Lashem would never entertain the tzad, maybe learn it from the Minchas Adava because there's no Tosef Hashemen over there. Rabbi Shimon himself's other tzad is going to be what he's going to say at the end of the Breis. But Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishel Abraham Breik, he's the one that interrupted because he taka heard two tzadim and that's why he was the one who threw around near Lamidoyma, done in Tavshat mi Tavshat, or done in Yagel mi Yagel, until he finally said, it says Soilus Mincha Tom. It, and it's Kiminchas to me, them just like Kiminchas to the Shleishas Lugan, so to this Gibri Shleishas Lugan as well. But Enechinami, the one that knows for a fact that Hashem is Lahisaf Lashem can never entertain the Tzat, maybe learn from the Minchas Nadava, it's Reb Shimon at the end of the Braisa, who's the one talking in the beginning of the Braisa. And even though it doesn't sound like it, that's the way it is. Reb Shmuel ben Eishel Breichem Breike interrupts Reb Shimon, and he is the one that throws at the tzad, maybe learning from the Michas Adavah, because Enechinami Taki doesn't hold up Hashem's Dafka coming to be Moisev Shemin. And really, the way the Braisa reads, it's two sheetis, Reb Shimon and Reb Shmuel ben Eishel Yoichem and Breika. Reb Shimon starts talking, gets interrupted by Reb Shmuel ben Eishel Yoichem and Breika, and then he goes back and he resumes talking after Reb Shmuel ben Eishel Yoichem and Breika finishes interrupting him and he gives him a chance to go ahead and go weiter. But either way, this was Abaye's way of getting at his question. But again, according to Abaye and Chinami, the one that's asking this kasha, or the one that's making this hanocha that Bashem is coming to be Moshe of Shemen, never had a tzad to learn from the Minchas Nadav. Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yishu Amar. Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yishu had a different derech. He said, Kula Rav Yishu Ben Oishu Abaychem Ben Breikehi. Really, the entire beginning of the Braisa is Rav Yishu Ben Oishu Abaychem Ben Breikehi. It's not Rav Shimon who's being interrupted. It's all Rav Yishu Ben Oishu Abaychem Ben Breikehi. Achi Kamar, and this is the way you read the Braisa. Bashem and Lahisav Lashem. Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishel Yoichem Breike started the Braisa by saying that the word Bashemen is coming to be Moisev Shemen. And the reason he felt that way is because the Ilik Faya Shemen is coming to teach me Shemen. And every Minchas Machvas requires a Lug of Shemen. This is also going to require a Lug of Shemen. Now, if that's the case, there should be no Havamina to be able to learn Bashemet from the Minchas Nadava. Stating that Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishel Yoichem Breike said that as much as I just said that Bashemen is coming to teach me a riboy of Shemen, I'm not as confident and secure about it as I made believe I was. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the word Bashem is coming to teach me that you need Shemen. Ah, you'll tell me it's a Minchas Machvas anyways. Yeah, but there is a concept of a Mincha that doesn't have Shemen. Because maybe at the Torah not said Bashem, I would have thought it should be like a Minchas Chayte. And a Minchas Chayte doesn't have Shemen. So maybe this doesn't either have Shemen. So then Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishel Rabbi Yechon said, that even if you're going to tell me, meaning even if that the word Bashemen is coming to teach me that you need Shemen, but it could be still you'll need more than the regular loik Shemen, because tasting Midina. Maybe you should learn Midin, you should learn from the Minchas Nesachin that the amount of Shemen you should need is Shloishes Lugin. Vedondina. So he tried learning from there, Abba V'layasile. He didn't have a Makar. And the reason was because as much as you can learn Bashemen Shemen from the Minchas Nesachin, based on Tafshit mi Tafshit, but you could also learn Yagel Yagel from the Minchas Adava. Therefore, Vatzvachakra ultimately needed a Pasuk Seilas Mincha Tamid, because Masayim Rebbe Shmuel Milsad, like he himself ended up concluding. But the bottom line is, according to Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, it's not that we're starting off with Rav Shimon talking, Rabbi Shmuel interrupts him, and then Rabbi Shimon goes ahead and concludes. It's Rabbi Shmuel first and Rabbi Shimon second. Again, it's not three sheets, it's two. It's first Rabbi Shmuel, and then it's Rabbi Shimon. And the way it reads is that Rabbi Shmuel starts off saying confidently, Bashemin is coming lahaysif, but then he says, oh, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Bashemin is not coming to teach me a riboy Shemin, it's coming to teach me a Nid Shemin. Isn't it obvious Nid Shemin? Yeah, the Torah calls it Minchas Machvas, but there are Minchas that don't have Shemin, like the Minchas Chayte. So maybe the Minchas Chavitim is a Minchas Chayte. And it's not Minchas Chayte, but maybe it's like a Minchas Chayte. Maybe there's a Chiddush that the Torah needs to speak out that you need Shemen. The bottom line is, he said, okay, but even if there's a Chiddush in needing Shemen, but still maybe Shemen's going to be three Lugin, not because the word Bashemen is coming to teach me a Rebbe of Shemen, but based on Don and Shemen, but he said that just like you dan shemen mishemen from the minchas and sachim, maybe you can be dan shemen mishemen from the minchas and dav. At the end of the day, he was stuck. He had no achra, and that's why he had to come on to his pasuk of soilus mincha tam. But again, how is Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua answering the kasha? If the price starts off, the bashemen is teaching me a riboy of shemen. How can you learn from the minchas and dav? Because when the gemara entertains the tzad to learn it from the minchas and dav, it's taka backing off. It's being chayzer. It's saying, you know, something. As much as I thought for sure we should learn it from the minchas nesachim, I realized that maybe I misspoke. Maybe the word Bashem was needed to teach me the Ikar Halacha of Shemen. Either way, third Mahalach and final Mahalach. Rabbi Amar, Rabbi says, Kula Reb Shemen. So Rabbi's the third Pshat. He says the whole Brayis is going according to Reb Shemen. So similar to Abaya, that Reb Shemen is the one that starts talking in this Brayis, Rabbi says Reb Shemen is the one that starts talking. The Ilu Loi Nemar Kamar. And when the Brayis says, Oy klach lederech zu, what it means is beloshen ilu loy nema. What does that mean? He explains. Vahachi kamar. Bashem elohis of Hashem. His muschurishin was that the word Bashem is coming to be moise Hashem. Why? Ilut bay Hashem. Because if it's coming to be kaveh Hashem, loy tzarech. I wouldn't need a pasuk for that. Kivin dechsiv ba al machvas ke machvas damyo. Because being that it says the word al machvas, so the word al machvas is mashma, that it's like a minchas machvas. And every minchas machvas requires shemen. So I would think this requires shemen as well. Vachalo yoimar bashemen. Yeshli Bedin, but then Reb Shimon continued, and he said that maybe even had it not said the word Bashemen, I would still have known that it requires three lugin. You know why? Because maybe learn it, push it from the Minchas Nesachim. And just like the Minchas Nesachim requires three lugin, maybe this also requires three lugin. V'dandina, so he tried learning it straight up from the Minchas Nesachim, v'layasya, and he couldn't make it work. And the reason is because maybe learn it yagol. The atzrecha bashemen, and that's why he needed bashemen. That's why he needed bashemen to go ahead to teach me that there's you need the riboy of shemen. But just because it's a riboy of shemen, I still don't know how much of a riboy is hadar amar. That's why Reb Shimon said at the end of the brisa that even if I know bashemen there's a riboy, but I don't know how much. Tavi kiminchas parim ve'elim. Maybe it should be like the minchas parim ve'elim. That requires two lugin per yisarin, not three. Hadar amar. That's why he said donim mincha haba yisarin v'chulu. The bottom line is, according to Rabbah, the entire brisa is going according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon starts off with the hanach. Rav Shimon starts off with the hanacha that Bashemen is coming to teach me a ribuy of Shemen. And once you know Bashemen is coming to teach me a ribuy of Shemen, there's no tzad anymore to learn out from the Minchas Nedav. So what does it mean, al-klach l'derech zu? Al-klach l'derech zu, in the words of Rabbi, ilu loy nema kama. Because Rav Shimon started entertaining a tzad that maybe had it even not said, maybe had it not said the word Bashemen, I still would have chapped that it's three lugin. And the reason I would have chapped that it's three lugin is because I would have assumed that it makes sense to compare it to the Minchas Nesachim. But he said, that's not true, because maybe I should compare it instead to the Minchas Nedava. Meichatesi. So again, it's the kasha is that once I know Bashemen is coming to teach me a ribuy of Shemen, what's the tzad minchas and dava? The answer is there is no tzad. But the only reason Reb Shimon's entertaining such a possibility is based on the fact that it's an ilu loy nemar. He's coming to say that ilu loy nemar, had I not known the word Bashemen, maybe I could have learned it anyways. And that, the answer is no, because had I not known Bashemen is coming to be Mar Bashemen, I could have learned it from the Minchas Adava. But Enichinami, once I know Bashemen is coming to teach me to be Mar Bashemen, there is no tzad to learn from the Minchas Adava. Either way, Reb Shimon is the beginning of the Braisa. Reb Shimon is the end of the Braisa. What's the Shaila end of the Braisa? I know there's a Ribu of Shem, but I don't know how much. One thing that comes out according to Rabbah, just like according to Abaya, Rabbi Shmuel's interrupting. The difference is that in Abaya, Rabbi Shmuel interrupted. Reb Shimon was like mid-sentence. He started and Rabbi Shmuel interrupted and gave the Oiklach L'derech Zu. According to Rabbah, Rabbi Shmuel's not the one that gave the Oiklach L'derech Zu, but rather Rabbi Shmuel is the one that after Reb Shimon set up his tunt stodim, the ilu loy nemar, he came and he intervened, and then ultimately the brisa concluded with Reb Shimon. So the bottom line is we have a shvera brisa with three mahalchim, and Amiram had explained it. I think it's kedai to do a recap on the three drachim of this brisa. So again, the brisa started off, it says regarding the minchas chavitin, it says al machvas bashemen teyasa. And the Braisa starts off with this hanacha, that once I know it's a minchas machvas, I know it involves shemen. Why do you need to tell me Bashem and Teyas. It must be it's coming to be Mar Bashemin. And then the Braisa went on, and the Braisa started being very Mar. So let's read the Braisa according to Abaya, according to Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua, and according to Rabba. The way Abaya learned the Braisa is Rav Shimon, who will be introduced to more formally in the end of the Braisa, is the one that starts talking. He says, "Bashem Elohis of Lashemen." I don't know how much. I really don't. Never can Shemen never land because of Zachan Shem. Matla halon shleishes looking lisar and afkan shleishes looking lisar. So Rav Shimon said, "I'm thinking. I don't know how much. I know there's a riboy. Maybe it's three lugin to the isarin, like the carbon tamid, which was a keves and chesazach, and that's how much it was." Before he even had a chance to continue saying what he was about to say. And what was he about to say? We know from the end of the Braisa what he was about to say. He was going to say, "Oiklach l'derech zu." Maybe learn it from the Minchas Nesachim of the Parim ve'Elam, which is two Yisroi Nois for the, it's two Lugim for the Yisroi. But before he had a chance to say that, Rabbi Shmuel jumped in and he said that, "Armecha Teisi Bashemen is coming to teach me a Ribuy of Shemen. Oiklach l'derech zu. Namakan Shemen, Namakan Minchas Adav Shemen. Ma lahalon loygechot, afkan loygechot." And Rabbi Shmuel said, "I don't know, I think maybe it's only a lie. Maybe Bashemen is not coming to teach me more Shemen. Maybe it's actually coming to tell me that there's a din Shemen." And he was the one that said, "Nir lami daima, don in tafshat mi tafshat, or we don yogel mi yogel." And because of that, Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshav Yechem and Breika finally said, "Soilas mincha tomit, areilacha kiminchas tmidim. Ma minchas tmidim, shleish slugin li sarn, absolut shleish slugin li sarn." Either way, Rabbi Shmuel finished talking, and then Rabbi Shimon went ahead and he feared his shita, and that is, he holds for sure Bashem is coming to be Moisef Shemen. This two stardom I can learn it from the keves, or I can learn it from the par and the aisle. He said it makes more sense to learn from the keves, because the keves, like the Milchus Chavitim, is one Isarin, as opposed to the par and the aisle, which have multiple Isarinus. So, according to Abaya, right, just to point out an obvious anomaly, it comes out that Rav Shimon is talking in the beginning of the Braisa, even though Rav Shimon is first mentioned at the end of the Braisa, and even Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshav Yechem and Breika is talking in the beginning of the Braisa, even though he's first mentioned later in the Braisa. So Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshav Yechem and Breika, who are mefurish mentioned later in the Braisa, they both somehow talk here towards the beginning of the Braisa, which is rather interesting. But either way, this is the first mahalakha you learned, the Braisa Shita Zabaya. The second one was Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua. According to Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua, the Braisa starts with Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishu Eichem ben Breika. He starts off saying, "Bashem is lahis of Lashem. I learned it from the Michas Hasachem. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Bashem is not coming to be Moshe of Shem. Maybe Bashem is coming to tell me that you need Shemen. Why would you think you don't need Shemen? Maybe it's like the Minchas Chayte. Nir l'midayma. He struck out." So he said, it says, "Soilus mincha tamid." It's like the minchas tamidin. Minchas tamidin is shloishes lugin. This is also going to be shloishes lugin. That's the first shita. Rabbi Shimon said, for sure, Bashem is coming to be Moshe of Shem. He doesn't hear those two tzadim. That maybe it's not. No. And the only two tzadim would be, do I peer to the keves, that type of minchas tzadim, or the parim ve'elim? And he said, it's more daimit to the keves, because it's one isarin. And that's how he came out. And finally, Rabbi said, the first part of the braisa was all Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon starts off, and Rabbi Shimon says, Bashem is coming to be Moshe of Shem. And really, based on that, you could just fast forward to the end of Rabbi Shimon. Tutzadim, is it going to be like the keves, or is it going to be like the par and the aisle? Stating that, Rav Shimon started just thinking out loud. He would say, what would be at it not set Shemin? Maybe I still would have chapped a riboy, but he said, no, I wouldn't have chapped a riboy. The reason I wouldn't have chapped a riboy is because maybe learning from the Michas Adava. That's why I needed the word Bashemen to go ahead and tell me. Now, even according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshav Yechem ben Breika somehow interjected. He interjected his pshat before Rabbi Shimon got a chance to finish. So again, Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshav Yechem ben Breika is interrupting Rabbi Shimon according to Rabbi, just like he's interrupting according to Abaya, albeit a little less dramatically. But the bottom line is, according to Abaya, the way the Braisa reads, it's Rabbi Shimon, then Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshav Yechem ben Breika, and then Rabbi Shimon again. According to Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, it's Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshav Yechem ben Breika, and then Rabbi Shimon. And according to Rabba, it's Rabbi Shimon, it's Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshav Yechem ben Breika, and then Rabbi Shimon, al derech shel Abaya. Either way, we have another Amid Gemara to learn, but for today, we are going to stop here.